You're listening to episode 31 of the Rebel Buddhist Podcast, where we talk about why you need to get out and get yourself some adventure. Welcome to the Rebel Buddhist Podcast, where we explore how to use the science of psychology, Eastern spiritual practices like mindfulness and compassion, and the game-changing work of self-coaching so you can free your mind and free your life. I'm your host, Anna Verzoni. Hey, hey, how are you, my friends? I have butterflies in my stomach. Big, beautiful, tropical butterflies, because I'm finishing packing for Hawaii. I leave this Saturday with four suitcases, my kid, my dog, and a renewed sense of adventure. The hubs will eventually come too, but he's got some paragliding to do first. So this next chapter is definitely different than the kind of adventures I've been having in Alaska or on our recent trips to the Philippines with like a typhoon and an earthquake and a volcanic eruption all in one trip, or to the Dolomites in Italy where my kiddo hiked like a trooper and I got to do Via Ferratas solo. But it's an adventure nonetheless. And if you've been following me for a while, you'll know that adventure is a big part of our family. When we get back from a trip and people ask me how our vacation was, I remind them that for me, it's not a vacation. It's a lifestyle. I work when we travel, not the whole time, but for chunks of it. Like I take about 2 to 3 weeks off for every trip abroad we take. And otherwise, I'm working as usual. I just can't wait to have an adventure for when I don't have work. That would be too much time between adventures to stoke my mojo, right? I need it to feel content and excited about life. So if we're in a weird time zone, yeah, that means I'm getting up early or in the middle of the night to keep my business and my teaching and clinical practice going. And I love it. What I love about Hawaii, for example, since it's so early compared to the time zones of most of the people I work with, I'll be getting up before anyone else in the house wakes up, get in my run, and crank out several hours of work before my daughter even opens her eyes, right? So that I finish by early afternoon and I have the rest of the day to play. And I'm just so stoked for it. And this didn't just happen to me, right? I created it. And you can create your version of an adventurous life too. You can create the life you want by choosing what values you want to honor and committing to them. In Freedom School, I recently did an activity with my students where we got clear about our core values and made a vow. We devoted ourselves to one core value for the next year. Because in this day and age, where there are so many distractions and so many reasons coming at you about why what you want doesn't matter, you need to be devoted to what does matter to you. So today, I wanted to talk about adventure and why I choose to be devoted to it. Because I'll admit, y'all, some days I don't want any damn adventures, especially when it's like minus something in temperature, right? Like, so usually before an international flight, for example, I'm not excited to go. It feels too epic, too upending, too stressful, too much for me to manage. Because remember, I'm not just going on vacation, right? I'm going to be working on this trip. And often I don't feel like dealing, right? I don't feel like going, but I'm devoted. I know that adventure is so good for me and for my family. So I schedule adventures in advance, because if I waited for it to be convenient or for me to be excited to do a bunch of logistics and pack for a 6-week trip with a kid and with all my work and stuff before I booked a trip, it wouldn't happen as much as I'd like it to, because it can feel overwhelming. So that's how important adventure is to me, to us, right? Committing to it. So why adventure? To me, adventure is essential to our evolution. When I was a child, I would get so bored, right? I was an only child in a poor neighborhood that had so much gun violence. I wasn't even allowed to play in the front of the house because of all the drive-by shootings, let alone walk to a friend's house. One day I was stuck inside. I forget how old I was, but I made a Pac-Man game out of a ton of paper bags. We couldn't afford the video game, so I cut out the shape of a Pac-Man and lots of little circles, and I connected it with strings, the circles with strings, and I pulled the Pac-Man along as it ate the string circles, right? And my mom walked in, and she at first like chewed me out for using so many paper bags, but then she retracted after she realized I was so bored, but at least I made something. And then one day, I remember after I reread the dirty parts of Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Do y'all remember that book? Well, I must have read it for like the 10th time. And I made a promise to myself that when I grew up, I would never, ever feel bored again. And while this promise ended up creating a full-blown addiction to adventure, what I didn't expect was that adventure also helped me along my spiritual path in surprising ways. Now, adventure is a very personal word, and my definition of adventure doesn't have to be yours. But to give you an idea of what I mean, consider that you can feel adventure when climbing a mountain, you can feel it overcoming a physical challenge like a marathon or cancer, you can feel it when you risk your heart to be with your soulmate. I even feel a sense of adventure when I go to a new city, check out a new restaurant, try a new yoga teacher, or a new yoga pose, or learn a new skill, or more recently move to a new state, right? So how does Merriam-Webster define adventure? What does that have to say? So one definition is an undertaking usually involving danger and unknown risks. And another one is an exciting or remarkable experience. So adventure often involves risk, but not necessarily danger. And it can be very self-limiting to confuse the two, all right? And adventure can also be relatively easy when you look at it as an exciting or remarkable experience. Now, while I don't think danger is an essential part of spiritual evolution, I do think that occasionally taking risks is. It is essential. And this is because what we risk is often as simple as losing what is familiar to us and not nearly as dangerous as it initially feels. Yet being willing to risk losing the familiar can open up worlds for us. And the main take home is that adventure includes an element of something out of the ordinary, definitely not routine, definitely not boring. So why exactly is adventure and the risks we take with adventures important to our evolution? When things get too familiar or routine, our minds grow dull, and the negative thought patterns and limiting beliefs that we all have are harder to break. Things feel more permanent and real. We think we have proof that they are permanent and real because nothing seems to be changing, but this isn't true. They only appear to not be changing because to be efficient, our brains prefer to travel down the same neural pathways and do things the same way they've always been done. That's its job. It's an efficiency machine. Therefore, we do the same thing and we get the same results. Nothing changes. And then we say, see, that's how things really are. And when we think things are static, that's when we think we don't have a choice. That's when we suffer and get stuck. That's when we give up. It becomes the same old shit every day. Now, this was more helpful when our lives needed us to primarily be in survival mode, but it's less helpful when we're trying to not just survive, but to evolve. Adventure involves a change in how we do things. We don't know what to expect, so it feels weird. We've lost our sense of familiarity and we perceive it as a risk or as unsafe, but let's admit it, even though it's uncomfortable, we tend to feel most alive when we are on the edge, when we are stretching ourselves. And this is because when we take those risks, whether to simply try something new or do something terrifying, we grow, we evolve, we can feel it. The problem and solution and coolest thing ever is that things are not so permanent and real. And adventure helps us see that. Our brains have an inherent need to find patterns which help them work more efficiently. Because of this, simply doing things differently, like having an adventure, feels like a risk for most of us, and we try to avoid change. Doing things differently also takes more energy, and the brain naturally resists change as a result. But when we remain open to change, to the fact that we have a choice in our lives with not only what we do, but also in how we think, It creates new neural connections, new pathways that allow our thoughts and our actions to create a new life, the life we want, life lived your way. So guess what is a bona fide scientific way to help your mind be open to change, to new thought patterns, new neural pathways and networks, to freaking neogenesis of the mind? Trying new things, doing things differently. It's stretching out of your comfort zone, aka adventure. I'm not shitting you. There's a great study by Dr. Ben Fletcher from the UK where they took a group of individuals and had them do several things. Pick from a list of opposite characteristics every day and be in that opposite for a set period of time, like a few hours or the whole day. For example, like if you were outgoing, to embody being shy. If you like to talk sports, talk philosophy. Optimistic, then try on being pessimistic. And if you were normally outgoing, you'd spend that time of day, you know, being shy, right? Or if you like to talk about sports, you would brush up on chatting about Kant or Descartes. They also encouraged people to eat a new type of food twice a week. And then there were weekly tasks like reading something they've never read before, right? It didn't have to be a book. It could be like buying a different newspaper, right? Or had them contact an out-of-touch friend or attend a local government meeting or going to a live music event or trying a new sport. And guess what? Over 70% of them lost 11 pounds on average. And I know you won't believe me, so I'll link to the study in the show notes. But anyway, what the fuck does that have to do with anything, right? Well, one of the conclusions was that people lost weight because they started to realize that everything was a choice, including what and how much they ate. And some of the participants commented on how they would ask themselves why they were eating what they were, if they were actually really hungry and if they really needed it. And not just with food, with everything. And it makes sense, right? After all, they practiced different ways of being every day, which must have opened up some new ideas about why they were choosing to be in their normal state of being so much. And interestingly, this is the same theory that scientists have about one of the reasons why yoga, even non-strenuous types of yoga, helps people lose weight. Awareness, mindfulness. And it also challenged their attachment to needing things to be the way they were used to it being. When you do new things, when your mind is asked by necessity on a regular basis to change it up and not fall into the same pattern, it is more malleable. You are then open to more options in how you think, the thoughts you choose to focus on, the way you respond, and the way you choose to spend your time. You're also less likely to have less attachment when you don't do the same damn thing every day, which means you can adapt to change more readily and easily. One of my favorite quotes from Pema Chodron is, "This moving away from comfort and security, this stepping out into what is unknown, uncharted, and shaky, that's called liberation." And remember, things are always changing. It's resistance to it that messes it up. Now, too much change can absolutely be stressful. So it's nice to have some areas of life that you have roots in to help ground you. But I'm just asking you to make things a little more juicy, right? Try a new hot sauce here and there, an adventure flick instead of that dark Euro drama. I can't believe that's a category on Netflix, right? And, oh, try new things in bed. Or hell, go to Mauritius instead of Mexico this year. So this is all so exciting, right? This means that your mind is malleable, that you can decrease attachment to needing things to be a certain way, which, in my belief, is the most common cause of our suffering, and that there are methods to increase your successful evolution, and it can become a source of happiness, true happiness. You can start to eliminate the negative thoughts that run in the back of your mind all day, or on days where you're in a super funk, maybe they're more at the front of your mind, right? You can create new opportunities and experiences. You can feel more alive and passionate about your life. That's really good stuff right there. And I guess that's a huge reason why for freedom junkies, we do the crazy things we do. Maybe we didn't know it when we were younger. Maybe we just thought we didn't want to be bored. But now there's a better understanding of the effect of new experiences on the mind. We now have insight into the effects of new experiences on our sense of freedom, both inside and out, and the reality of that freedom as well, and the results it creates in our lives. When you experience how good it feels to be open to change and to not fear doing things differently, when you see glimpses into how free and fun life is, when you create daily opportunities for new things to happen, you too will become addicted to daily adventures. We now know that adventure done your way is a need and not merely a want, at least if you want to evolve. So how about we make this an adventure party? Okay, y'all, let's get out there and do some new things. You don't have to do what I do or what anyone else does. We all dance to our own rhythm. Do what works for you. Just do something new, something differently on the regular. Then see how working with your mind becomes easier. You can more likely respond instead of react, create instead of fall victim to, choose the compassionate and skillful reaction instead of the aggressive one you'll later feel guilty about and regret. Make healthier choices for your body. Choose happiness. The benefits are endless. So decide today, what's one new adventure you're going to add to your life for today, knowing it will help free your mind and create more freedom in the world you experience. I hope that if you're an adventure junkie, you can now appreciate new ways that this benefits you, especially when balanced with having deep roots that keep you grounded amidst all the adventures, right? And if in the past you've identified yourself as someone that isn't adventurous, I hope you can now see that we all need adventure, our own version of it. We need it to evolve ourselves and our world. So go get you some. If you like what you heard, please spread the love and share it. And if you know you need some help with this and want to learn more about how to free your mind and free your life, go to rebelbuddhist.com and grab my free Rebel Buddhist Toolkit, where you'll receive a video training on cultivating resilience, access to the private Rebel Buddhist group where I do weekly live sessions on topics just like this, and a copy of the gorgeous Rebel Buddhist Manifesto, and more for free. That's rebelbuddhist.com.